Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about The Inner Life of Animals by Peter Wolban. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change the way you look at a squirrel?
It really did. And hi, by the way, Wolban is a German forester, and he makes this incredible case that animals have rich emotional lives, joy, grief, fear, and even love. It's not just instinct, they're thinking, feeling beings.
Right, and he starts with this idea that we've been measuring animals by human standards and finding them lacking. But that's the wrong yardstick.
Exactly. He says we should ask what an animal needs to survive in its own environment. A squirrel doesn't need calculus. It needs to remember where it buried hundreds of nuts.
And that memory is incredible. But the emotional stuff is what got me. He talks about grief in geese. They'll stand vigil over a dead partner for days.
Yeah, that story stayed with me. And cows bellowing for hours after their calf is taken. It's hard to call that anything but anguish.
He also describes a mother fox whose pup was killed by a car. She carried the body back to her den and kept caring for it, like she was hoping for a miracle. That broke me a little.
It's poignant. And he's clear-eyed about the violence in nature. Weasels killing rabbits. Deer dying from wolf bites. But he says that doesn't negate their inner lives. It makes their fear and pain more real.
Right, because they live in a state of heightened awareness. Their fear is a survival tool, not chronic anxiety. That's a really important distinction.
And he talks about personality in animals. Goats, for example, some are bold leaders, others are nervous followers, just like us.
That's wild. And then there's the stuff about rats. Did you know that in experiments, rats will free a trapped companion even when there's chocolate as a distraction?
Yeah, they show empathy. They'll share food with a hungry stranger and even show regret after a bad decision. It forces us to reconsider how we treat animals we consider pests.
Exactly. He's not saying let rats run wild in your kitchen, but he wants us to recognize them as intelligent social beings.
And communication. Chickens have over 30 distinct calls. They can warn if a predator is coming from the air versus the ground.
And crows pass information about dangerous humans to their offspring. That's cultural learning across generations.
The most mind-blowing part for me was that trees communicate through underground fungal networks, and animals are tuned into those signals. Deer avoid leaves from trees under insect attack.
The natural world is like a huge conversation we're only starting to overhear. But let's talk about the ethical punchline, domesticated animals.
Right.
He argues that cows, pigs, and chickens have rich social lives and emotions. Pigs are as smart and playful as dogs. So, how do we justify industrial farming?
He says the confinement and isolation aren't just physical deprivations. They're psychological torture for creatures with inner lives. He doesn't necessarily say go vegan, but he asks us to see the animal in the meat.
It's a moral blind spot. If we had to slaughter a cow in our backyard, we'd think twice. He wants us to close that gap.
There's also a great story about a horse that learned to open its stable door by watching its owner. That's observational learning, understanding cause and effect.
And squirrels engage in deceptive caching. They pretend to bury a nut in one spot but hide it elsewhere. That suggests a theory of mind.
And crows in Japan using traffic to crack nuts, dropping them in the road and waiting for cars. That's flexible problem solving.
What I love about Wolban is his humility. He admits he used to see spiders as pests, but after watching one build a web, he saw an engineer and artist.
The whole book is an invitation to wonder. It's not about guilt, it's about connection. He wants us to step outside and see a bird or a squirrel as a fellow traveler, not a machine.
The takeaway for me is that we share a deep emotional heritage with animals. The fear a rabbit feels is the same fear we feel in the dark. The joy a goose feels at reunion is our joy, too.
And the one thing I'm taking away is that every animal is an individual with a story. I'll never look at a squirrel the same way again.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well, I'm sold. Sophie, thanks for this conversation.
Thanks, Sam. The inner life of animals is really our own inner life reflected back at us. We'll see you in the next one.